morning.
Good morning, Shar. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good.
How are you, Steve?
Doing great. Good call yesterday. I was really sad. I got you saying hi to the first person that came on the line, and then it cut off. I'm having Comcast problems again, so they're coming out tomorrow to check it. So.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm so tired.
Well, those kinds of technicality things are frustrating. At least they certainly are for me, especially when I don't understand them and I can't figure them out.
Yeah, well, you know, and they're really especially upsetting for me because I do tech support and as many, you know,
yeah,
as many calls as we had, you know, for like a 2 month period of time, that it would record 29 minutes and hang up. And so, you know, it and then like yesterday it recorded for 23 minutes because I started it early so I could help give Carol a, you know, a shower because she went to the doctor yesterday, and it was just about the time that you guys came on the line, it cut off.
Ah.
And so, because it had been 23 minutes, but, you know, for whatever reason, it just has been doing that now for about 4 months that I've been fighting with it. And I finally had enough.
Ah.
So, anyway, but I'm going to have to
drop. So, how was your report from Carol before I forget?
She is mending. She's mending very well. They tell her it's going to be another 6 weeks before she can go dancing. But, you know, but if she would have done that before. But, you know, it's a gradual, put a little bit of weight on it at this point. You know, move her knee, exercise her knee. She's doing well. She's planning on going back to work Monday. She's just tired of laying around the house and not doing anything. And so she made me take her to work night before last and make a bathroom run, make sure she could get her wheelchair into the bathroom and do her thing and get back out of the bathroom by herself. And she can. It's a real chore, but she's figured out how to do it. So she's determined.
So she will take her wheelchair to work with her then?
Yeah, yeah. And our daughter works the same hours and the same shifts in the same place that she does, doing the same job.
Oh, wow. Well, that has arrived.
So because of that, she can't drive for another 6 weeks. So, but she can, you know, she can get herself in and out of the car. So it'll take an extra 15 minutes for them to get her in the car and out of the car and that kind of stuff for my daughter. But at least they can, you know, they can ride together. And it's interesting. Our daughter that lives with us, she actually works in the same company, and she's worked up through the ranks now that she's doing the same job that Carol is. So, as a mentor.
That's sure fortunate, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's something that, you know, if that didn't happen, she'd still be off work for another 6 weeks. But but anyway, so that's exciting, and she's really excited to be able to do that. But
I'm glad to hear that for her.
Yeah, so it's just a situation that, you know, she's got another 6 weeks. It takes 3 months, and, you know, the doctor says she's healing really well, and that's why he says, you know, start putting a little bit of weight on it from time to time. But, so that'll make it a little bit easier for her. So I'm excited, and she's excited. So anyway, I've got to run. So have a great day, and hopefully I'll get this recorded.
Okay, well, have a great day.
Hey, hi, Loretta. How you doing?
Hi.
Good.
I use that new super RAM technology.
Did you?
My shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Could not believe the difference the next morning.
Wow.
I could actually raise my arm and get above my head and move it around, and I got out of bed without screaming, and it was...
It's arrived.
Well, I feel much better. Thank you, Steve.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to head in and get some tape and put one on me right now, so.
They're powerful.
I know they are, and I've got a really good test for one, too. All I needed was the tape.
tried
it. Has arrived.
Tried what?
A Nick stick.
Oh, yeah.
I tried one of those on it, and it worked fine. It kept it on there, but I was afraid moving around in bed all night. I was afraid I'd knock it off, so I put a piece of tape over it.
So you crossed it with some tape. What are you testing? The RAM.
Okay. So that worked, you know. The tape is still on there. It hasn't moved, but I'll probably break out in a couple of days because of the tape.
Well, maybe it won't. Maybe it'll alter that, too.
There are different kinds of tape you can try, darling.
Yeah, I know. I got just a plastic one on. I've got some cloth tape. I'll put that on when this one comes off.
Don't use duct tape.
No.
I always use the tape. I have a question.
Okay.
I made couscous the night before last, and you had said that you have to rinse it before you make it.
No, not couscous, quinoa.
No. Quinoa, I'm sorry, I made quinoa.
Okay.
And you said you had to rinse it, so I put it in the finest, what's it called? Not
strainer.
It is,
strainer.
Strainer, thank you, that I have. And I watched it go down the drain. I mean, it's so teeny.
It's arrived,
Steve. It's about
3 different,
Do I need a finer one?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I've got about 3 different size holes on the ones that I use. So
okay.
The one that is the medium size one that holds about 2 cups is the only one that I can strain it through.
Okay. I'll have to get another one because I watched not all of it, obviously, but a bunch of it did go down the drain.
Yeah. 1, you don't want it in your drain, and 2, you don't use it that way.
All right. Did you, when you make it, somebody had said about putting some kind of beans in. I had some black beans I put in with some corn. What kind of spices did you use? What would you use?
Oh,
I think I put some cumin or something like that in, just because it's a healthy spice.
Yeah, it depends on what I'm serving it with. I usually just use what the recipe is calling for. I mean, I've used a really wide variety because it doesn't have any,
It was good, but, Marty said it doesn't have a lot of taste.
Yeah, no, by itself. It's the same as rice. I mean, rice doesn't have a lot of taste, and neither does
it cooked so quickly that I didn't even put garlic in, because I'm not sure the garlic would have cooked enough for, to have it.
My millet cooked really fast last night, and it cooked faster than I wanted it to, and I was trying to put collards with it, and then I got too many collards with it, so I picked up a batch of rice and mixed in with it.
Are you using your Nikan pan?
Yeah. No, I was using the rice steamer last night.
Oh.
Sorry.
I've done
both. Huh?
I find the Nikan pan cooks it quicker.
Yes, you're right there, too, but the steamer, I don't know why. Before I've let stuff, the rice steams, I don't know, it just cooks up really, really fast. I think rinsing it in the cold water causes it to cook a lot faster also. Because everything's wet when it starts. It's almost like having it soaked, and I probably did let it soak for about 10 minutes. And so the rinsing it, I'm sure, will have that same effect on it. I didn't lose everybody, did I?
No.
Okay. I know I heard a couple of other clicks. Who else is with us?
Good morning. This is Onita. I'm glad to be back.
Good morning, Onita. Good to have you. Were you a worker out of town?
Work and play camp. We were at our church camp doing the fix-up from the...
Oh, that's right.
So, anyway.
Good to have you back on here. So.
The cooks worked with me better this year than the one that we had the last couple of years. So,
well, that's always nice to have a good group that you're working with.
The guy that cooked the last couple of years was everything was casseroles pre-done. I mean, I think he brought them in that way because he caters and does other stuff anyway, and it just didn't work at all. I ate more of my meals at the motorhome, but. This year, the girls made everything separate. You know, they'd make like spaghetti or noodles or something, and then have the sauce on the side, so I could eat a few things. So.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, when you've got the right food, it helps you feel, plus makes it more convenient for you if you have to go to the extent of actually doing something different.
If you want to leave it on, you want to leave it on.
I think I need to get off the tail end of the restaurant food because of the differences. Even though I've been trying to be clean, I've had leftovers and been using them. And I was reading an article by Dr. Blaylock on the headache thing. And normally I don't have them, but there's some reason that I'm waking up in the morning with a headache. And, oh, my gosh, I'm going, you know, this is, I want this over with. He's talking about the glutamates, and not even just the ones that you get from plant chemicals, but the ones that you get out of foods that are natural glutamates. And he says it doesn't matter whether they're chemical or whether they're natural, they can still affect people. And, you know, why at this point in my life I'm seeing that happen, I don't know. And Danny stole the pillow I wanted last night, so I took out one, and so
has arrived.
Didn't want to yank it out from underneath his head.
I woke up this morning too, so I don't know if there's a change in the weather coming or what.
Well, I know that that does it too on me. I mean, I figured that out when I was back in New York, that anytime we have a, you know, a pretty definite swing. So we went to much cooler, a much higher humidity. And then now we're swinging back the other way to warmer. I mean, we're going to have a day up to 80, in the, up at 80 degrees, which is unusual for us. Well, fairly unusual at this time of the year anyway. But so we're, it should be pretty steady for about 2 weeks. So we'll see if that doesn't make a difference. Almost 2 weeks.
Every time people talk about restaurant food, I keep remembering some chef on one of the, I believe, the Doc shows, and his comment was, when they're in culinary school, they are taught that salt is flavor.
I've never seen the salt to be a culprit, but, you know, who knows?
Well, I've heard people with migraines can be a sodium reaction. So, plus, when that happens, my thought would be to drink as much water to help flush it out as quickly as you can.
Yeah, and I've been drinking a ton of water. Yeah. That I know because of the amount that I'm.
Well, I can tell when I get too much sodium because my ears howl.
Oh, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that because actually I had a hearing test yesterday, and I remember you saying that, and I have noticed the same thing, that the tinnitus is worse with more sodium.
Yeah, it is.
This is an interesting comment. I'm just glancing down at his report because it's like several pages here. I'm often asked if natural glutamate is safer than artificial glutamate. He says, first, there is no difference. No such thing as artificial glutamate. It is extracted from foods. All glutamate and aspartate is excitotoxin in high concentrations.
What foods contain glutamate?
Let me go through and spot here where they're talking about the foods, because it's, give me a second here and I'll find it. And he's also talking about the supplements to use.
Because MSG is monosodium glutamate.
Right. In its highest form.
Yeah.
I know tomatoes are one.
Really?
That's high. I'm sure I'm not mixing them up. Let's see. Where does he address it here?
So do you think it's more like the acid vegetables? Or fruits?
No, I don't think he even mentions fruits in here.
Well, tomatoes are fruit, but...
Yeah, right, you're right.
I was thinking the citrus also.
No, I don't think so. Powerful links with epilepsy, too.
Mm.
With to glutamate, seizures, and epilepsy, which is the same thing, because they're using medications that now address that. And then here's the other ones, depression, anxiety, panic attacks, obsessive compulsive disorder, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, Huntington's, and various tics. Pharmaceutical treatment.
A lot of neurological stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the correct diet. A number of foods and food additives are known to precipitate a migraine attack. In many cases, attacks occur hours or even days after exposure.
Wow.
The most common triggers include chocolate, and aspartame, sulfites, nitrites, alcohol, caffeine, and products containing excito additives. Okay, so now they're going to get down the excito food additives. Treat a number of people's migraines, unresponsive to traditional drugs, and spent days on every month in the hospital or the emergency room. Wow. I gotta look 2 pages here. Studies have shown that foods containing MSG, monosodium glutamate, can increase the glutamate blood levels anywhere from 20-fold to 50-fold, and that it can enter the brain, especially in the areas known to trigger migraine, trigeminal nuclei. Glutamate also increases sensitivity to all types of pain. Okay, natural flavoring. This is some of the labeling. Natural flavoring, carrageenan, hydrolyzed proteins, isolated soy proteins and soy protein concentrate, whey protein, sodium and calcium caseinate. Stock and broth are main ones that you're going to find those in, but I'm trying to get down to where the natural foods were that are.
But those are all processed.
Yeah, those are all processed ones. Exercise is good. Trigger. Magnesium can help to lower, increasing the magnesium levels or prevent, is one of them. When the blood sugar drops, the brain reacts by releasing high levels of glutamate from the cellular stores, often enough to trigger a migraine. So with low blood sugar, 50% of the public now suffers from reactive hypoglycemia, which means that when they eat sugar-containing foods or high glycemic foods, their blood sugar drops. And
well, first they have the high, and then they drop.
They have the high, but then they have the low that's
they drop,
more
yeah.
Saturated, and that's what he's talking about. Magnesium oxide or magnesium citrate. He actually names Vitacost in here. He says he made it clear in the newsletter also that when the newsletter contains some kind of recommendation for a supplement, not an advertisement, but just a recommendation, it's not his unless it's in the bulk of the unless it's in the text of his actual writing.
So what is he saying about Vitacost? Is there good or bad?
He's giving that for the location of both magnesium citrate and magnesium. And I wanted to make sure I got this one down. Oxide. And there's one particular one, such as, citrate. Malate. M-A-L-A-T-E. Either one, and that one's available. Both two are available at Vitacost. I've used the citrate before.
Those are good. Does he say how?
Yes.
I've said a couple of weeks ago, and I have it in my notes someplace, but that our calcium pill does not have enough magnesium for us, whatever his figure was, and I can look back.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We're not getting enough magnesium.
Yeah, I agree with that from what I've read. It says here, but be advised, it may take as long as 6 months to fully restore low brain magnesium levels using oral supplements.
So does he recommend an amount per day of magnesium?
Yeah, I
think it's supposed to be twice as much as the calcium.
That's what they're saying now on some of it. Yeah. No, he does not have a recommendation. Other natural supplements, he does have a. It might be in here saying twice a day someplace else. The other ones he's got.
And Oz recommends taking that at night, like about 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I take mine at night, too. Mm-hmm. I like the fizzy drink. It's easy for me to use.
Mm. At that time, he also recommended taking, I mean, he said take, he didn't say all your calcium, but he said take like 600 calcium at night. Didn't mention any other time of day.
Yeah, and I do that, too. I take
all of it at night?
Not all of it, but I take more of it at night than any.
It used to be that your body can only absorb X number, I forget, like 300 at a time.
Going like 300.
I don't know.
Before. One study which measured ionized magnesium levels in the optical lobes of 78 patients with several types of migraine and cluster headache found that ionized magnesium was lower in all forms of the headache than normal. So, didn't matter what kind of a headache it was still, they were low in magnesium production. Okay, here we go. I have found that with acute migraine, drinking a mixture of 700 to 1,000 milligrams of magnesium citrate malate and 4,000 of... P-Y-R-U-V-A-T-E, Nancy.
P-Y-R-U-P-Y-R-U-V-A-T-E?
Yeah, but...
Pyruvate, I don't know what that is.
All right. And 8 ounces of distilled water.
Distilled?
Yeah, distilled water can terminate the attack in a minute or less.
Why distilled?
Probably because his parent's not getting any other minerals, and he's just trying to shock the system. Is what I would guess. It does, you know, it's so free of minerals, and they can concentrate on what they're trying to get in. It's the only thing. That's the first time I've seen it in distilled water.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't hesitate to put it in our water because we know it's got a good balance. And I guess the easiest way would be to, you know, distilled water is pretty easy to come by. I use it in my iron, so. Try energy testing one and then the other. But he's got the exact amount, he says, in a matter of minutes, and so I'm not above trying that by any means.
Okay.
Magnesium citrate and malate, M-A-L-A-T-E. Eating low glycemic carbohydrate diet can also raise blood glucose and help stem the attack, but people with reactive hypoglycemia risk a rebound of hypoglycemia. The pyruvate has been shown to reduce brain inflammation and provide energy for the brain. The mix should be prepared fresh at the time it is to be used. It cannot be stored. Those with migraine, especially juvenile migraine, should take magnesium regularly to prevent attacks. Okay, here we go. Let's see. More on that. The dose depends on the age and body weight. Those that weigh more than 100 pounds can take magnesium citrate malate in a dose that will provide about 1,000 milligrams a day. To determine the actual dose, you need to check the label, which will tell you the amount of magnesium per capsule or tablet.
And all at once?
pieces a day. He doesn't, let's say if it goes on for the Jigsaw brand, this is about 2 tablets, four times a day.
Oh.
Jigsaw.
What else was with that magnesium citrate?
Malate is what he's saying. It's slash. It's magnesium citrate / malate. M-A-L-A-T-E. And he's got a website here, Jigsawell. Let's see. Jigs, J-I-G-S-A-W, Health. Jigsaw Health. I'm sorry, I can't focus here. JigsawHealth.com. I would also caution that calcium can be a powerful trigger for migraine attacks and should be avoided in large doses greater than, should not be greater, is what he's saying, than 600 milligrams a day. And completely avoid should an attack remain. Begin. Wow, well that could be part of my problem because I always take the two together at night.
And you're taking more than 600 a day anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm taking more than 600.
Huh.
Actually, I've cut down quite a bit on it, and strangely enough, filled the headache.
That's interesting because I was just thinking maybe I should take a little bit, maybe I take one 3 times a day, maybe I should take a fourth one at night with the third one, but maybe not now. I found my notes on Oz, and he says the best time to prevent a heart attack, I don't know whether you guys realize this or not, but it's at night. And so you should take, if you do take a baby estrogen, that's when you should take it at 10 o'clock. He said 1,000 milligrams of calcium with 500 milligrams of magnesium. Take your blood pressure med at night, cholesterol, because your liver makes more cholesterol at night and floss at night. Those are things to do at night to prevent heart attacks. Don't eat a big meal before you go to bed.
Yeah, remember that the glutamate receptor most is associated with migraine attacks, works by allowing the calcium to pour into the neurons of the brain. Increased brain energy, a powerful link to migraine headaches, is poor energy production in the specific brain cells. This has been shown to... So he goes on to talk about exercise being a big factor also.
Mm-hmm. Just because you feel like doing it to the other headache, right?
Yeah, right.
Especially migraines.
I was interested in that juvenile because I've got a 12-year-old grandson that has migraines.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Wow. One interesting trial, 32 people with episodic migraine with and without aura are treated with 150 milligrams of CoQ10 and incredible 61.3% of the patients had a greater than 50% reduction in the number of days with migraine headaches.
I remember hearing a number of years ago that a lot of migraine sufferers are dehydrated.
Doesn't talk as heavily about water as other things here.
Probably was back when I used to have them, so.
Inflammation of the trigeminal nucleus appears to cause the intense pain and high levels of sensitivity to pain people with migraine headaches. He says reducing inflammation, the first part of it is reducing inflammation is the key. Several studies have shown that inflammation, which is linked to excitotoxicity, plays a major role in migraine headaches.
Roger talks a lot about the excitotoxin.
Yeah, huge. Let's see. Good for it is omega-3 oil, DHA, and pure DHA. Talking about pure DHA, Carlson's Norwegian. Fish oil, also available through Vitacost, contains high levels of EPA and DHA. The lemon flavored is well tolerated. Two teaspoons, 3 times a day will reduce inflammation. Also, 200 milligrams of P Pure DHA as Neuromins. That's a brand name, Neuromins from Vitacost, are taken 3 times a day. Also reduces inflammation without the effects of the EPA. Get plenty of rest, sleep. Increasingly, we are learning that sleep plays a major role in brain health. Yeah, I can attest to that because one of the fastest things to bring it on is a low night's sleep for me. Does have drink plenty of water. Water can cool your body down, which can reduce headaches. 8 glasses of distilled water a day are recommended. Well, I'm not going to go there, but...
I wonder why he's pushing distilled.
I don't know. Maybe because people have such crappy water.
Yeah.
And they don't know what's in it. That's the only thing I can think of when they're doing a lot with minerals and supplementation. You know, an exaggerated amount, let's say. Make sure you eat. Hunger is another common cause of headaches. But what you eat is vital. Stay away from excitotoxins, food, and additives. I still haven't gotten to the part where it really... I must have missed it.
Remember when we did the fast flash cleanse a few years ago, and the first couple of days I had what I described as a low-grade headache from detoxing. So, you know, that can also cause something in the head.
Well, it's cautioning here that migraines, I mean, that the more severe can be dangerous to the body. We don't think of them just in that form, or at least I don't. I think of them as extremely annoying and distracting. My focus is just so blurred. When
do you have your necklace on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Are the pearl earrings?
No. I should put the Ruth made power patch earrings.
Yeah. Did you ever try using the Solatens on a headache?
Oh, yes. Yeah, many, many times. And that helps, too.
Yes.
What I really like to do is lay down with the power mag right at the base of my neck.
Uh-huh.
And that works good. It depends on how far into it I have gotten. That makes a difference.
I remember I used the Solatens a number of years ago on a headache, and within 10 minutes it was gone. It wasn't a migraine, but the headache was gone.
Has left the conference.
You know what? Again, what does it the quickest for me, which is totally contrary to this, is a cup of strong coffee.
That's another thing I've heard of, too.
Which is just opposite of what they say, because caffeine usually triggers it. Well, I can do a cup of strong coffee, and it is my quickest way out, out of it. So, I don't know. You know, it's interesting how our bodies work, that's for sure. I still thought there was
so he never really does with foods other than
I know he talked about it, but
yeah.
Or at least I thought it. You know, it could have been... I may be crossing this over because it's been within the last 2 days. I've done both of these. I've come across it, what I saw on the CD, because he covers headaches on that.
Mm.
And it could be the foods that I pulled off of that I was remembering.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And who is this or what?
The one I'm looking at now is an 8-page report from Dr. Blaylock. And I've subscribed to him for quite a while on the recommendation of, it's more than 8 pages. I guess it's 12 pages. And the majority of it is, well, there's some other things in here too, but majority of it's on the headache. I've subscribed to him at the suggestion of both Lynn and Ron Dillman, and of course he has the medical background with dentistry, and then Carol Guth also, Dr. Carol Guth. Here's the, and you can go to Blaylock, I can't remember what the annual subscription is to it, but it comes both hard copy in the mail. I get both hard copy and
email.
I can pull it up on the email also. I don't usually read on email because, in fact, I don't even normally get it that way because I don't want to sit in front of the computer.
Amen.
To do it, so I like the paper copy. Here's the how to fight back against it. Common headaches can be a pain, but here's ways to fight back. Poor posture is one, a cause of tension for the head. And so I'm sitting right now in the not a chair, and it does feel good. It actually has helped some to release it. A major cause of headache is stress, so take time away from your busy day to relax. There you go, Anita.
Yeah.
Especially with work cranking up, huh?
Right.
Sleep is essential, one of the most common causes of lack of sleep, so be sure you get what your body needs. If your headache, if you get a headache, apply a warm compress to the affected area. Soak a towel in warm water and apply it to the back of the neck. I use those neck pads that you put in the microwave, that's the one used for my microwave, which do get very moist when you warm them up also just because of what's in them.
Isn't there an herb that you can also put on your temples with the warm washcloth?
See, I never feel it in the temples, so I don't think about that.
I'm not sure that that matters. It seems like there was something, I don't know that I would have it in my notes at all, but it just seems like there were herbs that you can, you know, the essential oil that you can put there that...
Oh, right, that would penetrate.
Uh-huh.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I was going to do the power patches, but I haven't gotten around to putting them on, so...
Yeah, I know. Try and find the triggers on it. Get a massage.
If you can find a trigger, it's to use a Zolotin.
Yeah,
right. Well, those always light up really strong down the back of my neck when I use the Zolotin.
How about using the Mag Creator down there?
Yeah, the same thing. Yeah. I don't like to stand against the wall, so I need somebody else to help me with it. But massages go a long way to do that also, they say. Make sure you eat. Hunger is another part, and drink plenty of water. Those are the
all things that we know.
Yeah, right. All things. No, I'm sure not seeing the list of foods in here. If I go back through it again and do all, oh wait, maybe it's in the question. Here it is, right here in the questions. I didn't go to the questions. Many common foods, among them tomatoes, aged cheese, mushrooms, contain a natural form of glutamates. Does this make it unsafe to eat these foods or too much of them? Under certain conditions, yes, glutamate from foods is just as toxic as glutamate from manufactured foods. People having neurodegenerative diseases, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and Lou Gehrig's, and malignant tumors should completely avoid these foods, and these include all cheeses, cow's milk, especially powdered and condensed, all soy products, juices from meats. See, I have probably been heavier on the soy because we've used some tofu lately. Good thought. See, I don't think of that one. Have not been concentrating on that one anyway. All soy products, juices from meat, stock broth, diets high in meat, most nuts, and beans. It's a big list. Young children, pregnant women, and those over 50 should eat these foods only in moderation. Tomatoes, while high in glutamate, are of concern only if pureed or in a liquid form. All liquid forms of glutamate are more dangerous because they are absorbed faster and produce higher sustained blood levels. So that's another one to remember. I never thought about the liquid form, how quickly absorbed. That was the very last question. That's why I didn't spot it.
Well, a lot of those foods we don't eat anyway.
Well, that's... I don't eat cheeses or meats, but the nuts and the beans and the soy, I definitely do. Maybe I'll switch the milk back to a combination of no soy and just rice, and I don't use a lot of pureed tomatoes, but I do use some. And just say it's not like you eat it every day.
Pardon?
It's not like you're eating it every day. Oh, yes, I am eating it. Well, not pureed tomatoes, no. But the other things I'm eating every day, the combination of them, or, you know, some of them, when you look at beans and I look at soy products, since I'm making the milk out of part soy, and I know it's in the natural bean as well. It's not just, you know, the processed food. I've read enough about that. Anyway, just things to play with and see if it doesn't help it.
And you've always energy test vanilla.
Yeah, I have not specifically for foods that are affecting the headache. I can remember them.
You asked before why all of a sudden you're becoming allergic or sensitive or something. The chiropractor that I listen to has said many times that, you know, just because you're allergic or sensitive to something today doesn't mean next month you're still going to be. So, you know, and as we get older, our bodies are constantly changing.
Well, I'll tell you that the relief I'm feeling right now with my pressure on my lower back is quite incredible for the head. Quite amazing.
Was that the spine?
Yeah, all those triggers right down the middle of the spine.
Did that Benny give you a roll out?
It's a good idea.
Hi, Travis. This is Dottie. How you doing?